History was made on Election Day when Petrina Freeman became the first person of color elected to Irondequoit Town Council. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to her about the significance of the election and her vision for Irondequoit.
You are the first person of color to be elected to Irondequoit Town Council. What does that mean to you?
What it means for Irondequoit is that we are continually to move forward, that we, instead of resisting our diversity, we embrace it and we find ways for it to work for everyone in our community.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the kind of Irondequoit you would like to see. You have said you want to bring tech jobs to Irondequoit. How would you try to create an environment for that to happen?
Great question. I have three sons. And so this is a little self-serving, I guess. I don't want my sons to have to move from Irondequoit. One of my sons has actually moved. He's in advanced manufacturing. He started here, but there were more opportunities in Syracuse. So he went to Syracuse, and I was okay with that. And then he saw more opportunities for what he does in San Antonio. So this past May, he moved to San Antonio. And so I have two more sons. One of them has just had my first grandson. I don't want them to have to leave in order to provide for their families. And while I was campaigning, I talked to a lot of parents and grandparents and even young people who feel the same way. I wanted the town to work in partnership with our area colleges, because we have some great colleges that are on the cutting edge of advanced manufacturing, the health industry, as well as in photonics and cell battery development. So I think it's important that the town partner with them, because look, no employer is going to come and base their business where they cannot find the skilled labor they need. And that is upon all of us to ensure that our young people have that. And for those who want to transition into a different field, that they have access to programs and to colleges and trade schools and even apprenticeships that will prepare them for the jobs of tomorrow.
What else are you envisioning for your town?
Like most towns, we are experiencing some zombie homes. And every time I see a zombie home, to me, I see a family that's not there enjoying what I have enjoyed in Irondequoit, which is wonderful neighbors who care about you, who lend a hand, and who are community and family focused. So one of the things I am looking to do, with along with other residents exercising their votes, is to partner with the state, the county, as well as the town, to try to set up some kind of registry so that people will know not just where these homes are, but who owns them. You know, you can't own property in any place and not take care of it. It affects the houses around you, their property values, as well as the residents around you, their safety. So I think it's important that we provide information like that to investors who may want to invest and buy that home and put it back on the market, as well as for the residents who are concerned about their property values and their safety.
Petrina, what do you see as Irondequoit's biggest challenge today?
I think our biggest challenge is not thinking broad enough. We have a wonderful town. We have some tremendous resources, and I want our town to leverage its resources. And one of its resources is its people. Its biggest resource is its people. And I want us to think bigger, to think that what we see in other towns and what we see across the nation, we can not only just have it in Irondequoit, but we can innovate and improve on it and go beyond. Sometimes it has happened in Irondequoit that we have a vision, but we get scared because it's too big and we think we can't do it. But if we come together and we work together, nothing is impossible.
What other things do you see in other towns that you would like Irondequoit to have?
One of the things that I've been kind of envious of other towns will soon happen, which is a community center. And I know personally for myself how coming from Buffalo and having access to a community center really changed my perspective on life and what I could do, because there were programs that were offered. There was, of course, physical activity, but also it introduced me to things like, you know, learning how to code, and introduced me to public speaking. And I want that for our town, for our young people in particular, to have the opportunity to experiment, if you will, with different things, and then find in those things themselves. So I'm looking forward to helping our town make this vision into a reality and just sitting back and watching how it grows. Because I remember when we didn't have a combined library, and now that we do, and it's a hub of growth and excitement, and people are doing great things there. You know, people are starting their businesses. Folks are spending time with neighbors that they hadn't met before. It's a beautiful thing, and I look so forward to it at our community center.
And I know that Irondequoit Supervisor Dave Seeley has said now the town board reflects the community, yeah, which is 20% minority.
Right.
We saw the first people of color elected to the town board in Pittsford a couple of years ago. Right. We have a person of color now on the Monroe County Court bench. What does all of that say to you about our community?
It says that we are welcoming, that we are open, that we are growing, but we're understanding that no matter what we look like, no matter who we love, no matter what our preferred religious beliefs are, we're the same. Deep down, we are saying we all want the same thing. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be safe. And everybody wants to belong. And so this is what this is bringing, not just to our town, but also in our county, that there's room at the table for everyone. And I think it's exciting, especially for our young people, because that's how they live. Unlike I was at their age, they're true global citizens. You know, with the internet, they have friends from different places in the country, friends even across the globe. And so to be able to reflect that kind of openness, that global thinking, and the realization that, you know, people are just people, is wonderful. It really is wonderful to see. I was thinking on Election Day, I realized it was 147 years since Susan B. Anthony illegally voted for president. And then it was 47 years since Shirley Chisholm was elected as the first woman of color to Congress, but also that she launched her presidential candidacy. And it speaks so much about how far we come. And so I was, you know, on Election Day, I was teary-eyed, because it's showing that we are progressing. It's not perfect. We are supposed to form a more perfect union. It doesn't say that it gets perfect and be that at the moment. It's becoming. And each year and each generation that we do something courageous like we did in Monroe County makes that union more perfect. And it's just wonderful to see.
Patrina Freeman, thank you so much.
Thank you.